But first, Kate, you're a mantis shrimp expert, so this question is definitely one for you. Tom says mantis shrimps are really good at punching, so how do they move so quickly underwater? Why doesn't the sort of friction with the water tear them to pieces?
That's a really good question, and actually we don't know. There are some great biomechanics people studying mantis shrimp strikes and their appendages in the States, and they have actually built a model of a mantis shrimp appendage, like one of the ones that I have here. The whole thing is exactly the same, except for, of course, the material that it's made out of. They have to try different materials because we only have what humans can make when you make a 3D print or a cast of something. And they found that while they could replicate the actual mechanics of the strike, you end up, like, when you quickly run your hand through a bucket of water, a lot of bubbles will follow your hand from the friction that's happening or the drag. When you take a video of a mantis shrimp striking underwater, there are no bubbles. It just smoothly goes through the water, and the only bubble that forms is this crazy cavitation bubble that is actually a vacuum which they want at the point of impact. That's something that is really cool and would be really nice to know more about.
Jason.
I have a more general question. Are they prey specific? Are mantis shrimp specialized for a particular type of prey with that strike, or are they just opportunists?
Yes, we generally categorize mantis shrimp into two categories. The spearers, which is like what I have here or in my little shadow box that I brought for show and tell. Sometimes they'll have these gnarly harpoons.
Kate is showing us a bit of a mantis shrimp just for
the jury. I have a shadow box full of weapons, mantis shrimp weapons. And you can see on these larger species, they've got these huge harpoons, and that's specialized for stabbing soft-bodied prey like fish, and they'll just stab them and then bring them up to their face and then just start eating them whether or not they are dead. And then the other type of mantis shrimp are what we call the smashers, and these are the ones that are really the world record holders for getting that speed from their strike. And they have, the species I have here as an example is super tiny. This is one of those really small species, although these guys can get to be about the 6-inch length size as well. But they have what is essentially on their elbow, a big hammer that they will smash hard things with, like snails or crabs or each other or rocks.
So we don't know. There's still a question there about how they manage to move so quickly and not cause these cavitation except where they want it to happen. So there's important research to be done for you for the next 2 years, Kate. You have to go and find out.